1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 3rd of September, heading into the Labor Day holiday weekend. And we're very pleased to be joined on the KVOE Sutherland studio line for our primetime newsmaker this morning by Mr. Mike Argabright, Superintendent USD 252 South Lyon County, Superintendent Madison Virgil, and also leading the way for the United Way campaign drive this year. What a busy man Dr. Argabright is. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Ron and Chuck.
How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good, and it's nice to get a little rain.
Yes, it is. A little bit of rainfall here. And let's see, Mike, you're wearing plenty of hats, but this morning we have you in to talk about a fundraiser for the Southern Lyon County Education Fund, and that will be in the form of a golf scramble. Well, when are things going to be happening, Mike?
Ron, that's scheduled for Sunday, September 19th. At the Emporia Municipal Golf Course, and 18-hole scramble, four-person scramble. Those funds are used for our local graduates to in the form of scholarships, so it stays right with us and our kids and families and in chasing their dreams post-secondary.
Mike, before we talk more about the golf scramble, which is coming up later this month, this is really, I think, our introduction for a lot of us into the Southern Lyon County Education Fund. How long has it been in place? And really, you mentioned here about some of the different things that this does to help students. What are some of the different ways that these scholarships do wind up helping kids after they get out of USD 252 Southern Lyon County and move forward?
I think all of the scholarships that kids receive in any of our high schools in the area is a vote of confidence to them and a pat on the back saying, congratulations, you did a good job through K-12, and now we have the confidence in you and moving forward as you chase your dreams and your goals. And so it's, you know, even if it's $50 or $5,000, whatever that range is, it's important to kids and their families and because of the cost of post-secondary. So it's beneficial all the way around.
Well, this, if memory serves, is the first year you've done the golf tournament. Is that correct?
This is our second year.
Okay.
Last year was the first. It went very well. And our foundation, you mentioned earlier that I've been here 16 years, so it was established well before me. So I'm going to say in the 20-year range with local patrons, and did a nice job setting up a foundation. We moved our funds over to the Emporia Community Foundation a few years back, and that was a good move for all of us. So that's why it's called a fund now, because we're housed within the Emporia Community Foundation.
Mike, let's talk a little bit about the tournament itself. You mentioned here about this is going to be taking place on the 19th at the Municipal Golf Course. How much does it cost to get in per person or per team, and what are some of the other different things that are going to be happening here really on-site related to the golf scramble?
Okay, thanks, Chuck. It's $50 per person, $200 per team. Cards are available for an additional $25. And then mulligans are two for $5, and that's not near enough if I was playing.
I'm with you.
Two per hole would be good enough for me.
All right, so how can we get registered and make our payments, Mike?
Okay, Mike, first of all, our board members in our South Lyon County Educational Fund is Michael Deeker, Courtney Ward, Amanda Bess, and Tess Shepherd. Good people that work pretty hard for us, and some of them are new board members. But Michael Deeker is the one taking the lead on this, and congratulations to Michael and Cassie on a new baby girl. So Cassie works in our office and but have a new member of their family, so yeah. Congratulations to them. But Michael Deeker at 620-794-7552. That's 620-794-7552. Or you can call our office if you're having trouble getting through, and we will connect you at the district office in Hartford.
Big Southern Lyon County Education Fund annual golf scramble coming up Sunday, September 19th at the Emporia Golf Course, all to benefit the South Lyon County Education Fund, a great cause. And Mike, we're out of time here this morning, but we're going to have to get you back, talk about honor flights. How are things set up here for the fall?
Ron, we're scheduled for November 1 and 2, and we do have confirmed flights. It's changed four times since I've started. That's the first time that's ever happened. But we are moving forward, and we're confirming veterans as we speak. You know, there's going to be some very significant COVID precautions, and everyone has to be vaccinated on this trip. So that's the first step in all those COVID precautions. So we had a parent meeting this last week, and we're trying to get all of our veterans confirmed. So we're moving forward right now.
All right. We'd love to get you back on, talk about that, Mike, here in the near future. That'd be okay?
That'd be great. I would appreciate that.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah,
have a good weekend.
Yeah, Dr. Mike Argabright joining us, South Lyon County Education Fund annual golf scramble Sunday, September 19th. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker slots, we are officially full next week. So we're starting to fill up, as a matter of fact, for the following week, the week of the 13th. So give us a call at 342-1400 or shoot us an email to KVUE at KVUE.com. The Labor Day newsmaker at 7:15 Monday will be simply a preview of upcoming community events. I say simply because there's a lot coming over the next week or so.
You've got that right. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. KBOE 736, 74 degrees. Good morning.
Labor Day weekend is summer's last hurrah, and if you're planning on hitting the road,